Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. Just Rahab today. It reads, "By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient." Now here, the writer to the Hebrews is reminding his readers of a story I'm sure they knew well, the story of Rahab of Jericho. And he's bringing out a lesson of faith from that story that he wants his readers to relate to in their current situation many years later. In Joshua chapter 2, it mentions the fact that the spies of the people of Israel, lay down for the night in her place. She went up to the roof. Verse 8 of chapter 2 of Joshua said to them, "I know the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below." So what is being demonstrated here? Well, I think what this is showing us is that Rahab is being illustrated as somebody who had chosen to have faith in Yahweh, in the God of the Israelites. So she had become convinced that he was God in heaven above and on the earth below, that it was he who did the miracles, it was he who had given the land to the Israelites, even though there were only at that point two spies in the land. And so she is shown as someone who is willing to trust God against the prevailing attitude of the people of her society, the people that she lives amongst, the people that she is surrounded by, perhaps even her family. Of course, later in Joshua chapter 6, when they go in to take Jericho, Joshua said to the two men, in verse 22, who spied out the land, "Go into the prostitute's house, bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So they did that. They brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family, put them in a place outside the camp. Then they burned the whole city and everything in it. And it says that they spared her with her family and all who belonged to her because she hid the men of Joshua. Joshua had sent spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day. She's shown here again as somebody whose faith is rewarded. I think this is what the writer wants his readers to contemplate as he brings this illustration to their attention, that they are people who have trusted, believed, who have taken on board that God is God and they trust him and have faith in him, and yet are shrinking back because of peer pressure, because of the pressure of society, because of the pressure of people who have influence over them, and yet Rahab did not. Perhaps even in using the story, there is an implied rebuke to the disciples of this first century, who perhaps were now not visiting prisoners, not offering hospitality. We see that in other parts of Hebrews. Rahab receiving the spies, well, that put her at great risk. And yet these first century Christians, who now have a personal relationship with God, are not willing to put themselves at risk for the sake of their brothers and sisters. True faith is seen in not only following God in the comfortable times, but really in the uncomfortable times. If we're going through an uncomfortable time right now, let's hold on to the faith like Rahab, and we will see our reward. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 32. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email, if you'd like to email me, is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is MCCX. And also in iTunes, if you type MCCX into the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.